You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, and you've been listening to Wyatt Ear Folk with Eric Walters, and now it's time for Edge of Americana. This is Otto.
And it's Josh.
And we got a fun show tonight.
Yes, we do. We've got a... So I've got nothing but hard-driving bluegrass music.
And I've got hard-driving bluegrass, too, actually.
But you have a very specific
I have a twist. The twist is that I'm following through on my threat from last show.
And
we are going to do yodels. So old-time and bluegrass music featuring yodeling.
Excellent. Well, there might accidentally be some yodeling in mine. I'm not sure.
It's
bluegrass music.
It's not uncommon in the high lows and bluegrass.
But we also have a special surprise. We have in the studio getting set up right now, a Good Natured Riot, and they're going to be on air here in probably 20 to 30 minutes. And so, Otto, why don't we just jump right in? What are you going to start with?
Here's little Linda and Lester McCumbers doing Tea Is for Texas,
which is also
Blue Yodel Number 8 by Jimmy Rogers.
Blue Yodel Number 8.
Thank you. place to hang my hat. It's home sweet home to me. How do they on down the road? Well, hey, yeah, yodeling. Eat my breakfast, yeah. Eat my breakfast, yeah, get my dinner in New Orleans. I'm gonna get me a mama. Lord, I ain't never seen. When the train left the shed, standing in my front door, wishing to God I was dead. How did they live?
Sparkle with love, oh, send down to me,
send down to me,
from heaven above,
oh,
if I the
wings
of a beautiful dove,
oh,
I fly to the the girl that I love. Drifting by,
I'll be drifting by,
to that old gal of mine.
I'll spend my
days with the girl that I love.
By the help of one,
in heaven above, those two.
Brown eyes,
that sparkle with love. Send down to me.
Send down to me.
From heaven above. If I had the wings.
If I had the wings.
Of a beautiful dove. I'd fly to the
arms.
Of a girl that I love.
Josh, you killed it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to necessarily. You know, I was just looking for good. That was nice. That's Joe Val there and his New England Bluegrass Boys doing Sparkling Brown Eyes. I do like Joe Val, who suffered a kind of he died before he should have in some ways. He had just kind of gotten a certain level of notoriety. He was only, I think, in his late 40s or early 50s, and I can't even remember exactly what he died of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's young. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, right. I'm saying that's young.
Yeah.
I said before his time. Anyway, Joe Val's just solid bluegrass music.
It's nice. Sure. You know, the yodeling, there's connectivity here with all this bluegrass music, because yodeling, of course, if you want to go to Wikipedia or one of those encyclopedias, what they'll say is yodeling is a form of vocalizing where you go from your chest voice to your falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of bluegrass, of course, has leads that are sung in this high lonesome falsetto. So it lends itself to yodeling a lot. So before that track, Josh, let's see, did we do Hank Williams?
No, you had the father of bluegrass music.
Oh yes. We had Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
Doing Muleskin and Blues,
Brakeman's Blues,
which
yes.
Sounded an awful lot. As I was listening to it, it sounded an awful lot like Tea for Texas, actually, in terms of lyrics.
Well, it's another Jimmie Rodgers tune, you know.
So Jimmie Rodgers stands large through all these yodeling songs, of course.
Indeed. Before that, we had Don Reno doing I Don't Love Nobody from an album called Strictly Instrumental. And we started it with Lester and Linda McCumber's doing Tea for Texas.
That's right.
And speaking of Jimmie Rodgers, the next thing we're going to play is actually by a guy who
is a peer of his, a contemporary.
A peer, and some would say that they, you know, influence. It's hard to say that they didn't influence each other anyway. But
Jimmie Rodgers, this is Emmett Miller, and Jimmie Rodgers recorded his first yodel in late 27, and this recording was in 28. So, you know, you can say on a basic just recording, who got to the recording studio first, you can say that Jimmie Rodgers had the first bluegrass old-time country yodel. But Emmett Miller, a lot of people think, was doing yodels even before Jimmie Rodgers actually started doing them.
Yeah.
And he's got his own kind of unique way of doing this singing here. It's very distinctive. So this is it Nobody Loves Me? Is that what it is?
This is I Don't Love Nobody.
I don't love nobody.
He's going to do it with vocals this time. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Sam, it looks like you're feeling kind of blue.
Well, I'm a man, was in bad shape. To tell you the truth, I just lost my wife.
Well, that sure is too bad. It must be hard to lose a wife.
It's almost impossible.
Well, did she have her life insured?
What was that?
I said, did she leave you much?
About twice a week. She was crazy about riding a bicycle, and I bought her one. And she rode that bicycle from morning till night. Not satisfied with riding that bicycle all day, she did a dreaming she's riding that bicycle at night, and off would go the cover.
Well, that sure must be annoying.
It was terrible. The only time I ever did get a rest was when she was coasting. So now I ain't got nobody.
There's a loving singing going around, and I'm beginning to believe it's true. It's mighty hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. Now I once had a loving gal, the hardest thing in this town. Now I'm sad and lonely, sweet mama done sold me down. Cause I ain't got nobody.
most all of the time. If you come and be my sweet cracker mama of mine, 'cause I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
That engine puffin', boy, she's making time. That old train is burning out the rail. Heading for the mountain, man, she's got a climb. Bringing in that Georgia mail. Whistle, mama, well. As she got the power, I'll say yes indeed. Bring in that Georgia mail. See them drivers travel, watch her send the track. They're out for things, they're in jail, jail, jail. As she got a load and watch her ball and jack, bring in that Georgia mail. Rocking and reeling, spouting off the steam. That fun hope the brakes don't fail, fail, fail. Serving for the detail, listen to the scream.
Hank?
Yes, sir.
These boys are sure peppy this morning. They're like a bunch of squirrels with hickory nuts.
I'm fixing to take the steam out of them right now, though.
Well, pour it to them.
We got. You heard a piece pitiful song.
Yeah.
Well, here's one of them. I know this one's pitiful because I wrote it.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that.
Huh?
I wouldn't say that. Till wait till I
hear it. If you had to suffer like me when you sung this thing, you might agree with me.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Wake up there, Burrhead. My goodness.
Here's one we've been getting a lot of requests for. I hadn't done this thing on this show in the last couple of months. Fellas, let's see if we're able this morning. Long Gone, Lonesome Blues. Watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. Had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. Find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three
time, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. Oh, well, she told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday night, had no news. I got them gone but not forgotten. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue.
Nobel laureate F.W. de Klerk, former president of South Africa who freed political prisoner Nelson Mandela and ended apartheid, headlines this year's Jepson Leadership Forum lecture series at the University of Richmond. Speakers in the 2010-2011 series will include leaders in history, politics, medicine, and news who will address where in the world are we going, global leadership and international challenges. Tickets are free but required. Reservations can be made beginning 2 weeks before each event online at jepson.richmond.edu/forum/ticket info or by calling 804-287-6335.
WRIR's programming is underwritten by the Richmond Craft Mafia, presenting the 6th Annual Handmade Holiday Craft Show, Sunday, December the 12th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., at Planet Zero in Richmond's Manchester District. Handmade holiday features modern takes on traditional crafts such as pottery, knitting, jewelry, t-shirts and clothing, bath and body goods, toys, art, and much, much more. More information is available at richmondhandmadeholiday.com. And you're listening to The Edge of Americana. This is Otto.
It's 727, and this is Josh. And we are just working our way through a combination of hard drive and bluegrass music and yodel stuff. And tributes to country yodeling, which is a little different than, like, Swedish yodeling, I think.
It is.
In its method.
Though yodeling got to America from the Germans and the Swedes in the early 1800s, but it was co-opted by the... Right. The Appalachians in Pennsylvania.
The hillbillies
in Pennsylvania, and they took it on down south.
So let's see. So where? What did we just hear?
Well, that was not particularly a yodeling tune, but it was Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston doing, what was it, train song?
Train breakdown.
There's a little bit of whooping in the background that I guess constitute a yodel.
There was certainly whooping.
But for the most part, it's just a good instrumental. And before that, you had a nice instrumental.
I did. It was Scotland, the Bill Monroe famous... instrumental fiddle tune that he where he attempted to kind of recreate the sounds of a bagpipe. I don't know why necessarily anyone would want to recreate that particular sound, but by using four fiddlers. But that was not Bill Monroe. That was actually Bobby Hicks playing the fiddle there, or playing one of the fiddles there on an old album of his called Texas Crapshooter.
And before that, we had Hank Williams doing Long Gone Lonesome Blues. Hank Williams there. That recording is a relatively newer one and some radio transcriptions that Time Life has been releasing that sound tremendous. I
mean, yeah, he was breaking up a little bit on that
one. Yeah, there was a little hoarseness in that voice there. Mm-hmm. He'd been throwing down hard the night before, I suspect.
Yeah, well, and probably the morning prior to as well, knowing him. Jim and Jesse before that and the Virginia Boys bringing in the Georgia Mail. Just hard driving, great vocals and great mandolin playing, great banjo playing, all of it there from an album called In the Tradition.
Well, Josh, it looks like a good nature riot is still... Do we start it out with Emmett Miller?
We started with Emmett Miller
doing I Ain't Got Nobody.
That's right. And Good Natured Riot is working their way up towards being ready, and until they are, we're just going to keep moving forward
with what we've got.
I believe it is my turn, and I believe what I have for you is the Bluegrass Album Band doing Big Spike Hammer. You can give us a call, 804-649-9737. Check out the playlist online at WRIR.org.
Spike hammer, Lord, it's busting my side. I've done all I can do to keep that woman. Still, she's not satisfied. Hey, hey, tell me, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey. Someday. it's a day. Like to see, but this hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love, yeah, one's gonna be the death of me. Hey, hey, devil may, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, devil may, I'll get even someday. Big spike hammer. Big spike hammer.
I go down this lonesome trail, just galloping along. I love to sing this yodeling cowboy song. Gee whiz, mother, it's lonesome up here in these Kerrville Hills, and wish we had some company. Somebody would come to see us or something would happen.
Hello, oh, Jimmy. Hello, hello. Jimmy.
Well, as I live and breathe, look who's here. Say, mother, come on out here. Here's the whole Carter family. Gee, I'm glad to see you all. Have seats around here. Well, you finally got out here in Texas, did you?
Yes. Gee, Jimmy, you sure have got a pretty home out here.
Yes, Sarah, this is a pretty nice little shack. You know, we can stand right here on my front porch and look pretty nearly into Mexico.
Jimmy, I guess you kind of like Texas.
Oh, boy, I like Texas and how. Everybody likes Texas. You know, boy, this is a country out here where men are men and the women are proud of it. Say, what do you think of Texas, Carter?
Well, since driving through Texas, I've seen more windmills and less water, more cows and less milk, seen farther and seen less than any dad-burned country I was ever in.
Is that right? Well, you know, Texas is the largest state we've got, old-timer. Mother, can't we get over a couple of these chickens out there in the yard and fry them up for these folks? I know they're hungry.
Yes, Jimmy, I'd love to have some fried chicken.
All right, Maybelle, we're going to knock over a couple of them right away. We're going to have a mess of chicken.
Jimmy, how about a little music?
I don't know, Sarah. You know, I've had the blues all day. I guess you got no business with the blues unless you can sing them. You help me sing this old T for Texas thing, huh?
All right.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Thelma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Yodelay, oh, lady, lady. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Yodelay, oh, lady. Mother, how about that fried chicken out there? All right, come on, folks, let's eat here.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's eat.
Lie down. last summer. I still never forget that sad day when a stranger came out from the city. He was tall, so handsome and gay. May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? For it's cold lying out on the ground. Well, the cold north wind is blowing, and I have no place to lie down. For it's cold lying out on the ground. For the cold north wind is blowing, and I have no place to lie down.
Ba 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 Way out on the windswept desert, I heard an engine moan. I left my tent, I knew what it meant, and I swore I'd never more roam. It was dawn when I reached St. Pete, my legs were certainly sore. I must have lost 50 pounds on this hot desert ground, and I'd lose it many more. Oh, dee-dee-dee-dee, oh, dee-dee-dee-dee.
WRIR. That was excellent, Otto.
Leon Redbone there doing the mouth trumpet and vocals from a very early record of his called On the Track, and that was a Jimmy Rogers tune called Big Chief Buffalo Nickel.
That's right.
Or Desert Blues.
Before that, we had Bobby Harrison and Cullen Gallion doing May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, from an album called Let Me Fall, Old Time Bluegrass from the Virginia North Carolina Border.
And before that, we had the man himself, Jimmy Rogers, with the Carter family doing a couple songs there.
Hamming it up,
basically. A little silliness there from Jimmy Rogers. And then before that, Josh?
Before that, we had the Bluegrass Album Band doing right. Big Spike Hammer featuring Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crow, Richard Green, I believe, on the fiddle on that track, and Todd Phillips playing the bass. And that's from Bluegrass Album Band Volume 2.
Not too shabby.
That's great. And we have now in the studio with us, we have a good-natured riot. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
And we can hear you, and we have success. Folks, before we get going tonight, I would just like to say that tonight's live show is being engineered by our very own Julia McCauley, who serves many roles and has many arms.
She only has two arms, ladies and gentlemen. But
oh, only two?
Josh is talking metaphorically there.
Well, hello.
Hello.
So why don't you play a couple tunes and then we'll talk. Does that sound good?
We can do that.
All right. What's first?
This is a Kate McKenzie tune called One Wrong Turn.
All right, folks. This is a Good Natured Riot live on WRIR.
Chains, and the rain is shines,
That's a Good Natured Riot live on Edge of Americana here on WRIR.
Live in the live room. Very yes. Nice. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What are you going to do for us next?
We are actually going to do a Bob Dylan tune that that Tim O'Brien did and probably did it the best, but we're going to do it too. And it's called Wicked Messenger.
All right.
Mind them all to climb the smallest mountain.
There they are. That's a good-natured riot right here on Edge of Americana in WRIR. Now, let's why don't we go around the studio and introduce ourselves. Jeslyn, if you'd like, you can introduce everyone, or everyone can introduce themselves, whatever's easiest.
Oh, well, maybe we can do a little both.
Tell everybody, too, what you're playing out there so they can
Have
the full picture there.
Gotcha. Well, we can start with John Dacey on the upright bass.
Hi.
Hi.
He's bassist extraordinaire, and he's got a newer instrument, actually, to him. Old in general, but new to him. It's a K. What, 1964?
Something like that.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice bass.
Yeah. Very nice bass. So we're excited. That's the main thing we brag about now.
I sleep with it.
The K bass.
Sleeps with it. Yeah, that's right. We also have David Lamb on the fiddle.
Hello.
he's real far away, it sounds like, but no, he's right here with us. And he's been with us for about 2 years, and we're very happy. We love him. And we have Nick Harlow on the banjo.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Nice.
Hi, Nick.
Nice playing, Nick.
Hey, actually said hello, and he's smiling even.
He smiled and he talked, which for those of you, for any bluegrass fans, especially in Richmond, Nick Harlow is probably a familiar face from the Slack Family Band also, and just kind of standing behind a banjo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not smiling and not saying hello.
Looking like he wants to kill somebody. It's just because he's concentrating. That's
right.
What we tell people.
That's right.
And we also have and are real pleased to have Scott Milstead on percussion with us tonight.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, he says from behind his little booth. Summer, who normally plays with us, if people have seen us before, she plays cajon, and she's actually at home being a mommy. She had actually, I think it was exactly a month or so, November 7th, her baby girl was born. And
that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, so we are wishing her well. She's
deep in it right now, but that's good for her.
She is. She's doing an excellent job, I have to say. Good. I saw her today. She's doing a wonderful job.
Who are you?
My name is Jeslyn, yes, and I'm playing the guitar, so that's what I do.
So
that's good.
So you guys have a gig coming up this Friday, right?
We do.
You want to tell us a little bit about that gig?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be at the Camel, and show kicks off at 9:00, and we're going to be playing with a couple other bands that we're real excited about, the Virginia House Band, which is a very traditional old-time band, and they are rare to hear, so I definitely recommend, if you're into old time music, being able to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're starting off at 9:00, and then after them we have the SPAB Bluegrass Band, and that stands for the Society of Preservation of Adolescent Behavior. that pretty much tells you all you need to know.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
I guess I didn't realize that I'm a member, but
honorary, and you didn't even know it. So then we'll be coming on after that. So it'll be this Friday, starting off at 9:00, and at the Camel, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, that's sounds like a good night of old-timey bluegrass music for sure.
It will be.
You started off with two covers. The most recent one was Dylan, and then before that, who was the author of that?
That's
one?
Kate McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She if you've not heard her, you should definitely check her out. We actually have lifted a couple of her tunes because she's such a good songwriter.
What do you look for, Jeslyn, when you're looking for songs to sing?
Well, if we could write them all ourselves, and that's sort of what we would like to get to. But we're really picky and slow songwriters, so we have to fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at, I try to look for things that are a little bit more obscure, and not so in your face. I mean, as many times as we get asked to play Rocky Top and
right.
things like that, we're very proud of the fact that we can't play that song. You could hold a gun to our heads,
yeah,
and it wouldn't happen.
Ignorance is always the best excuse is to not.
That's
play
my
Rocky
excuse
Top,
for most
you know?
Things, really.
Well, Jeslyn, I'd love to hear you guys play one of your songs.
Yeah, we got two lined up here to do, and
right.
If we can, though, we need just a second to kind of retune.
Sure,
our situation.
We can play it. We can play a song in between if that would be easy. Maybe give you guys.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind doing that, with that banjo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. All right. Well, here is while they tune up, I'll play you a little bit of the Cherokee Shuffle. How about that? Here we go. Thank you.
pretty.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And that was a little musical interlude by Bill Keith. He was playing the Cherokee Shuffle. And we are back with a freshly tuned Good-Natured Riot.
In theory.
In theory. And in theory and hopefully in practice. And what? And I think you're going to play a couple of original tunes or at least a...
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna do two of them. First one is a tune called Red-Haired Lassie.
All right. Let's hear it. Yo, it's a Good-Natured Riot live on Edge of Americana. here on 97.3 WRIR. They are in the studio promoting their upcoming Friday night show at The Camel, which is located right downstairs from WRIR. Some nights when the bands are loud enough, you can actually hear them. Not so much anymore, but you can feel them sometimes for sure. And we're loving this live music. That was called Red-Haired Lassie?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And is that one available on a recorded format?
It is. We have a CD that we've had out for, well, embarrassingly, like 2 years now, I think. but yeah, that's the first track on it, and it's all original material on that CD, and it can be gotten on iTunes and Amazon and all kinds of places.
Yeah. Where might someone who is trolling the internet be able to find you guys?
Tour, you an internet troller. Yeah. Aside from Amazon, they've got it on Rhapsody. They've got it on all kind of the digital downloads. You can go to our website as well and email us, and we can send you one or bring it to your house.
Wow.
Hopefully.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Service.
Smiling, you know. If nothing else, you can use it as a coaster.
Maybe a little creepy, but yeah. and of course, your website is www.agoodnaturedriot.com.
That is correct.
Well, what are you going to play now for us?
This is a little bit of a newer tune that I wrote called Oh Me, Oh My.
All right, here they are, Good Natured Riot on WRIR.
Oh, my.
That's a good natured riot here on WRIR. Well, let's see. We talked about this Friday. We talked about your website and your CD. What else do we need? What else is there to talk about? What else is going on in the world of a good natured riot right now that we should know about?
What else is going on? Well, actually, we have another show that we're real excited about. It's going to be awesome. Coincidentally enough, at the Camel also. Mm. And we're doing a New Year's Eve show. And we are playing with Jackass Flats and the Hot Seats. And it's going to be awesome. So anybody who has plans should cancel them and come to Camel because it's going to rock.
Nicely done, Josh.
I suppose unless they have plans already to go to that show.
Well, yes, okay. And then don't change them now. Right. In that account now.
And let's see. So at this point, y'all have been a band for how long?
You know, we were saying 4 years for a long time. And we said
it's longer than that now, I bet you.
Yeah, it is longer than that.
Your first EP came out in 2007, isn't that right?
Oh, see, Leah, look, at least you know more than I do. yeah, that sounds about right. I think we actually got things going in 2005. Mm-hmm. And Summer and myself and then a guitar player and a bass player who are no longer with us, clearly, are gone and doing bigger and better things probably. But they started with us and we kind of got it going and little by little, and then we had a mandolin player for a while who brought in Nick, which was the best thing ever for us. And Stacy came in not long after that on bass.
Hi.
And then we recruited David. But I want to say 2005 was when we started things from scratch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That sounds great.
Any plans to record anytime in the near future?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a bunch of new material that we're working on and kind of polishing and working on arrangements for to get them just right. And as soon as we can come up with the funds, we're going to be headed in there, which is why we need all the local support we can get.
That's right. It's got to start at home.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, you think you got one more for us?
I do think we got one more for you.
All right.
Let me look at the guys here and see which one you guys want to do. What you think? Oh, okay. Nick wants to do the bluegrass tune, you see?
Yeah. All right.
That sounds good.
So, that's great. Thank you so much for coming in. Remember, everyone, this Friday night at the Camel, starting at 9 p.m., you have the a Good Natured Riot closing out the show, the Spab Bluegrass Band in the middle, and it starts with Household Time Band?
Virginia House Band.
The Virginia House Band.
Close.
Featuring Mark Campbell on the fiddle, I do believe.
Yes, yeah, right? Ron Gentry on the upright bass,
George Frick?
Maybe he is with them. I'm embarrassed. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, a lot of old dudes. Doesn't really matter.
Old, you know. Exactly, old dudes, just but awesome dudes. And yeah,
awesome
they have a lot to do. So we're hoping we're tuned here. But yeah, we're going to do an instrumental tune called Whiteface.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. A Good Natured Riot here on WRIR. Thank you. That's a Good Natured Riot live on WRIR. Thank you guys so
much for coming in.
Thank you to Julia for engineering. And you
Yay, Julia.
Yay, Julia. All
Thanks
right.
Thanks for having us.
And remember, go see them on, well, you could go see them on Friday night. I have no calls to action here, of course, but they are playing this Friday night at the Camel at 9 p.m. So, Otto, back to business.
Back to business. Back to some
no more fun. Back to business.
Back to the business at hand. Here's some Doc Watson.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here's a good old song that one of the people that I listened to, I learned this from, Jimmy Rogers, the late Jimmy Rogers. He had some fine blue yodels. I don't remember the number on this one, but then they called it Daybreak Blues, and that kind of fits it. He must have had some trouble. I waked up this morning at the break of day. I waked up this morning at the break of day. Lord, a low-down mean old man, he done took my gal away. I had the blues, huh? Woman, I had a brand new pair of shoes. When I met you, honey, I had a brand new pair of shoes. Well, would you look at me now? I got the barefooted blues. Since my woman's gone, I've got that aching heart's disease. Yes, since she's gone, I've got that aching heart's disease. Well, it works just like a cancer. It's gonna kill me by degrees. I wish that woman good luck wherever she may roam. I wish her a lot of good luck wherever she may go. There's one thing I know for certain, she ain't never coming home. Play it one more time, son.
In days that have no
hard and restless. My eyes were filled with tears, and the burden that lay upon me seemed greater than I could bear. But now it is parted from me, it's buried in the sea, and only the sorrow above us has to share.
Tears for his true love he shed. Grandpa, she'd her apron wrapped about her, and he took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. In the middle of the night, Polly Vaughn did appear, crying, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, you must have no fear. Just tell him you were hunting when your trial day has come, and you won't be convicted for what you have done. For I'd my apron wrapped about me, and you took me for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was me, Polly Vaughn. In the middle of the trial, Polly Vaughn did appear, crying, Uncle, old Uncle, Jimmy Randall must go clear. The lawyers and the judges stood around in a row. In the middle, Polly Vaughn, like some fountain of snow. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and they took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn.
Thank you. The Dillards, those darling boys. That was the story of Polly Vaughn. That was recorded live November the 11th, 1963, in Orange County, California, of all places. And that was the Dillards right there.
Very nice. Before that, we had Hoyt Floyd Ming and his Pep Steppers.
And his Pep Steppers, they were called that because his wife,
Rochelle,
would go chick, chick, chick.
You can hear it on the recording.
She was embarrassed by it, but apparently the producer loved it.
Yeah, Ralph Peer liked that stuff. So doing Indian War Whoop, and that was sort of in our yodeling theme here. There's at least some falsetto whooping there on that. And before that, what do we have, Josh?
We had Buzz Busby with Leon Morris doing I Stood on the Bridge at Midnight.
I love Buzz Busby.
Yeah, me too.
He's good.
He's really good.
And before that, we had Doc Watson and Earl Scruggs and Ricky Skaggs from the Three Pickers record on Rounder doing a Jimmy Rogers tune called Daybreak Blues.
Or Blue Yodel number something.
And speaking of Blue Yodel somethings, let's see. Well, it's 8:27. We're kind of heading into the last half hour.
It's the last half hour of Edge of Americana, nearly.
So it's put up or shut up time.
That's
so
right.
So we're going to do another Jimmy Rogers tune here. This is Jimmy Rogers playing with the wonderful Louis Armstrong, and this is Blue Yodel number 9.
All right, let's hear it.
Standing on the corner, I didn't mean no harm. Along come a police, he took me by the arm. It was down in Memphis, corner of Beale and Main. He says, big boy, you'll have to tell me your name. Beautily, I said, you'll find my name on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Tennessee hustler, I don't have to wait. Listen, all you rounders, you better leave my women alone. 'Cause I'll take my special and run all you rounders home. Deodorly. Everybody knows, and
She paid $100 cash just for me a suit of clothes. She come to the joint, a 44 in each hand. She said, stand aside all you women and men, 'cause I'm looking for my man. Deodorant.
Do you get the person who has everything? A WRIR radio greeting card, that's what. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary with a WRIR radio greeting card. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org.
Hear my whistle blow a million miles.
don't you cry, don't you hang your head and sigh. You can hear my whistle blow about a million miles. If I ride on, she's the fastest one of all. You can hear my whistle blow about a million miles. And I'm heading over this ocean to a better world to come. And you can hear my whistle blow about a million miles. You can hear my whistle blow a million miles. Hear my whistle blow a million miles. Don't you cry, don't you hang your head and sigh. You can hear my whistle blow about a million
miles. The thing as sleep for a jealous fool. And being jealous about someone like you is sort of foolish too. The life you chose is a life you own, I guess. Losing you might be the best thing here. The longest day I live, I still be suffering from the shame in the gutter you were making yourself quite a name. I wanted you and you wanted anyone you could get. Losing you might be the best thing yet. Patiently I sit alone and wait, knowing where you were and what you were doing turned my love to hate. My foolishness is all that I regret. Losing you might be the best thing yet. The longest day I live, I still be suffering from the shame in the gutter you were making yourself quite a name. I wanted you and you wanted anyone you could get. Losing you might be the best thing yet. This
is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so blue. She's gone so far away, that's why I'm grieving. She left me here alone among the trees, and all that I have left is just a memory, and it always haunts me with a breeze. I hear the wind. Blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so blue. Each night in dreams her face I see. I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine, and I know my love is gone too. I hear the wind a-blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so blue.
Very nice.
Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe with the Lonesome Wind Blues. Otto, you got something to
I
tell
do.
Us?
Christmas on MacArthur Avenue will be held Saturday, December the 11th. That's this Saturday. From noon to 4 p.m. on the 4000 block of MacArthur Avenue on Richmond's North Side. The event features music, fire engine displays, local arts and craft vendors, and Santa Claus arriving by parade at noon sharp. Kids are encouraged to bring a new or gently used toy for Toys for Tots and register to win a new bike. Christmas on MacArthur Avenue brings the community together to make Christmas better for those who have little by supporting Toys for Tots. And Josh, what did we play before the promo spot there?
Before Bill Monroe and the promo spot, we had Jimmy Martin.
Ah, yes.
Losing You. You should have heard Otto and I. We were just singing away.
We were harmonizing here. We almost hit the mic, man. And said, join in.
Join in. It was high, maybe a little bit lonesome. High and pitiful. And before that, a little more from
Woody Guthrie there, right? Doing was a train song by him there.
You Can Hear My Whistle Blow. Yeah, it sounds like a train song to me. Blow
from My Dusty Road on Rounder.
Mm-hmm. And J.D. Crowe before that from maybe his first solo album after leaving Jimmy Martin's band. And that was Philadelphia Lawyer, the Lead Belly. So I think it's Lead Belly. Is it Woody Guthrie?
Yeah, we were we're not sure.
I don't know. We could have looked on the internet, but we just talked about it instead.
Yeah.
It's old. Whatever. J.D. Crowe featuring Red Allen doing the singing and Doyle Lawson playing mandolin.
Well,
and gosh. We started it with Jimmy Rogers featuring Louis Armstrong doing Blue Yodel Number 9. And
yes,
tonight, of course, has been a mixed bag of things. Otto's gotten all of these tracks featuring the old-timey yodel. And I've just been on the bluegrass kick. And then, of course, we had a good-natured riot. And thank you to them so much for coming in. Remember, you can see them this Friday night at the Camel at 9 p.m. with the Virginia House Band and the Spab Bluegrass Band. It's going to be a good show for sure. So we're just down to our last 15 minutes here before Lee comes in with the Lee Show. And I guess we might as well just move forward, right?
Yeah, I've got I think I'm going to do something from the Delmore Brothers, and then I got a band called the Rhythm Wreckers that I think I'll play.
That's all very interesting, Otto, but it's my turn.
Ah!
So, first.
What you going to play, Josh?
Before that, and a man who would always let people know that it was his turn, here's Kenny Baker doing Bluegrass in the Backwoods, and then we'll get on with whatever garbage Otto's gotten.
get hot, honey. Now she don't go for courting, saw her kick a man. When he tried to elbow her, she let him understand. She surely wasn't fooling, she left her brand on him. She kicked him where the pants divide and nearly broke a limb. The old lady, the old lead lady.
Play, boy, play.
I think she's 37, she looks that old to me. But don't you say I told it, she says she's 23. I've never wrote much poetry, the best I've done is this. But don't you tell Miss Julie, she'll kill me with her fist. The old lady, the old lady.
And that about closes us out, Otto.
It's been an eclectic show tonight, Josh.
It really, really has. Thanks again to Julia for doing the engineering and
yes,
to Good Natured Riot for coming in and playing and for you for listening. Stick around. The Lee Show's coming up in about 4 minutes. And of course, after that is a party of one with the not ready for primetime DJ Dustin. And then others. Just keep it on WRIR. There's nothing but good stuff coming your way.
And we'll be back next week. I'm not sure doing what, but something good.
Yeah, I mean, given that on the 21st we're going to be doing Christmas.
It's Christmas the
21st. My arm is being twisted and held behind my back. Then maybe next week we'll just do nothing but bad feelings.
I've told Josh he has full license to take me anywhere he wants to. So,
well, we are talking over top of Nate Grauer doing Cattle in the Cane right here. And before that, we had the Delmore Brothers, that yodeling gal, Miss Julie. Del McCurry, Loneliness and Desperation from the great album Sawmill.
And Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys doing Blue Yodel number 1.
We started this one off with Kenny Baker and Bluegrass in the Backwoods. And we're going to end it out tonight with
a little Hank Williams, Hank Williams train song.
Doing the Freight Train Blues. Yeah. So stick around, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Railroad track.
Coming to the driver was a lullaby and me out to cry. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, Lordy, got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. When that whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, there's never gonna lose. The mean old freight train blue. I'm a pappy with a fireman and my mammy dear was the only daughter of an engineer. My sister married a brakeman and it ain't no joke. Now it's a shame the way she keeps a good man broke. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Got 'em in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the mean old freight train.